Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try? Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Of course, Ingles Markets, low prices, love the savings, bringing you your weekly look and dive into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. Of course, nationally, if it makes sense, we'll talk about it, but we like to keep things right here in our own backyard. So that's exactly what we're going to do. Got a great show lined up for you today. Looking forward to you hearing a couple of great conversations, including one with head coach Tanner Glisson of the Troup County Tigers football team. Big region matchup for them coming up this week, as well as Coach Ashley Jones, head coach for the Walton Raiders volleyball team. They've advanced to the second round of the state championship tournament, Class 6A. And, of course, if you know anything about high school volleyball here in Georgia, you know Walton's been one of the top programs for years now. 15 state championships under their belt. So looking to claim a 16th. So, again, a couple of great conversations for you to hear. Of course, we've got our shout-outs and our recap from some of the things I got a chance to check out this past week since I last spoke with you last Wednesday. So looking forward to bringing all of that to you in the prep roundup here in just a little bit. Hopefully you've been having a great week so far. How about the weather we've been having this week, man? I know it's fall officially on the calendar, but the weather we've been having is my kind of weather. Nice and hot during the day. Break the hoodie out, once the sun goes down. And really, you kind of don't need the hoodie. I didn't really have to put one on. I left here earlier from Dukes and Bell and went to my son's soccer practice and got there roughly 7 o'clock-ish. I was sitting in the car kind of getting ready for the show tonight. And then got out of the car about 7:30 and sundown, but it was cooler than obviously what it was earlier in the day, but not to the point where I had to put my hoodie on, but I put it on just in case the temp dropped any further. But it felt great coming in tonight. Had the windows cracked as I rolled into the rolled back into the city. So good stuff, man. I love this time of year. Again, me personally, I'm a hot person. Give me heat. I'm not the biggest fan of cool weather, especially cold weather, but even cool weather, I'm not the biggest fan of it. I love me some sun. I'm a sun and beach type of guy. Maybe it has something to do with being like born on the last day of May. And don't you dare say anything about, oh, you're Gemini. Yes, I am. Shout out to my girl Noelle holding me down on the other side of the glass. Hopefully you've been having a good week. No, how's everything been going in your world?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
I did exactly what I said I was going to do. I started rewatching The Wire.
You know what's so funny? I saw, because you know I'm a YouTube nerd. Mm-hmm. So I saw somebody else is also restarting The Wire at the same time as you on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you their channel. Y'all can watch it together.
Okay.
That's what you do. You watch the show, then you watch recaps, and you're like, I was thinking that too.
Yeah. So yeah, I only watched one episode last week, but because I started to watch another episode the other night while I was editing. But I was like, when I'm watching The Wire, I don't want to be doing anything. I just want to be watching The Wire.
Okay, so quick question before we get into prep roundup.
Uh-huh.
Since you only watched the one episode, what did it feel like reliving that pilot?
It was a very nostalgic feel in the sense of like even how how it looked. I was shocked that it kind of looked dated. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. I think I was more shocked than that. And I was like, wow. You know,
I know what you mean. But I went back to rewatch Oz and I felt the same thing.
Like, yeah, it looked
30 years
old. So I was like, wow. But other than that, it was just kind of like it was just automatically taking me back. Like I was already ready I wanted to keep watching more episodes, but it was late. And, you know, The Wire that's a full 58 minute episode. It ain't like some of this new stuff now where one episode might be 40 minutes and another one 30 and then another one. Like, no, everything is an hour long. So I'm going to watch some more this weekend or between now and next week. I should have watched at least two more episodes. But yes, I officially started rewatching The Wire. All right, man, with that being said, let's go ahead and do what we do. Let's get into this prep roundup.
It's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, a lot of shout-outs and accolades to give tonight. We'll start with Norcross Volleyball. Sophia Guerrero-Wilson, she was named the... Norcross Volleyball. Yeah, she was named the 6A Region 7 Player of the Year. So congratulations to that young lady. I actually got a chance to see them play, I think it was a senior night, about two, maybe 3 weeks ago now, as they were wrapping up their regular season and getting ready for their region tournament. So congratulations to her. A lot of volleyball shout-outs, by the way. East Forsyth libero Mattia Orth, she was named the 4A Region 8 Player of the Year. Wesleyan softball head coach Savannah Peppers reaching 100 career wins. Congratulations to Coach Peppers. North Cobb Volleyball's Hannah Nicholson, she was named the 6A Region 5 Player of the Year. So congratulations to her. Harrison Volleyball's Sydney Hardy reaching 250 career kills. She's only a freshman, Noel. She's got 250 career kills. And then setter for Harrison, Sky Palmatier, she's reached 500 career assists. Jonesboro football head coach Timothy Floyd, we've had him on the show in the past. He reached 100 career wins. And then congratulations to Northgate softball's Coach Baker reaching 100 career wins. So a lot of shout out and accolades. Congratulations to all of you on those career milestones. It's really cool to be able to acknowledge that for you. All right, looking back at the week, did some football Thursday after I left you all Wednesday. Thursday night, pulled up on the Lanier Longhorns. They were taking on Johns Creek in a region matchup, 52-0 your final in that one. But this was a very big, important, I should say, region win for Lanier, because it pulled them 2-2 in the region standings and kept them in the fourth spot. They've got another big region matchup this week. But great game for them. Running back Keon Stemmons finishing with 66 yards on the ground, 3 touchdowns. The quarterback Dominic LaRocco finishing with 127 yards through the air, 2 touchdowns through the air. He also had 1 rushing touchdown and 77 yards on the ground. But afterwards, here's Coach Tyler Maloof about the guys getting a win. It was actually a bounce-back win for them as well.
Yeah, huge for our guys to have a confidence boost. I mean, last week we did not play well. There's no question about that. I know we played a really good team, but really proud of our guys for locking back in, having a great week of practice, and coming out and executing. And that's what I'm proud of, our defense getting another big shutout, offense executed, and we got a lot of young guys some reps. So just really proud of our kids for not – listening to the distractions and just continue to focus on getting better each and every week.
All right, and obviously with this win, you guys keep yourselves right there in the mix for one of those Final Four finishes in the region as you get down the stretch here. What's the message need to be? What do you need the guys to kind of focus on or need the guys to focus on down the stretch here?
Yeah, I mean, we're guaranteed two games left. So that's the message, is we just got to keep getting better. And we've got a really good group, but if we start worrying about what other people are doing, that's when bad things happen. So as long as we can continue to focus on us and continue to get us better each and every day and take things one play at a time, focus on the details, we're going to continue to have success. So just really proud of our guys for buying into that message, and we got two big weeks coming up.
All right, and again, that was head coach Tyler Maloof, Lanier Longhorns, and this week they take on Roswell. Roswell comes in unbeaten in the region standings along with Gainesville. So very, very important matchup for Lanier. Again, they currently hold on to the fourth spot in the standings. We'll see how things shake out for them this Friday. Saturday, I took in some cross country, finally made my way to some cross country. It's been spotty for me, but I love trying to show shine some light on them. And during the week, it's a little tough because most cross country meets during the week are taking place while I'm producing for Dukes and Bell. Saturday meets are typically the ones I can make, but you know, obviously with the four kids at home that are all doing sports as well, sometimes it can be difficult, but not this time. Made my way out to Chapel Hills Atlanta Classic, which they hosted at Clinton Farms. Love that, that space out there, that farm space out there. But anyway, what a day it was for Carrollton's Dash Bracken. This was his first race back after having first last year during the track season. He had a an injury, a knee injury. Then he had a stress fracture throughout the summer. So he hadn't been running all this time. This was his first race back, and he won the boys 5K in a time of 15:44.23. Here he is about, you know, getting back in action, getting back on the course after all that time off.
Well, I was really excited. I'd been looking forward to this day for a couple months now. We had it set in the calendar as October 11th would be the day I'd open up, and I was just really excited to get into it.
All right, very impressive win on your first race back. Yeah. What were you focused on most in terms of, just what you wanted to physically feel in this race?
Really, I just wanted to feel tired. I wanted to see if I could push my limits and get back to the position where I was before I got injured.
All right, now that you've got this one under your belt, kind of what's the focus for you now the rest of the way?
We're going into sectionals, looking to win there, and ultimate goal is to win state this year.
All right, and then on the other side of the girls, the 5K would go to Hillgrove's Adelaide Ellis, and here she is about the win, and now the team getting ready for sectionals.
I felt pretty good. I definitely wouldn't have raced as well if it weren't for my teammate, Virginia Naismith, and I felt very confident just having her there and knowing that the Lord was watching over me and pushing me through this race to realize that having pressure is a privilege, because it often leads to achieving greatness.
Right, and overall, great team effort from you guys today. How important is it for you all to see that from yourselves as you guys get ready for sectionals and try to make a push for state?
It's definitely important for us to have many successes as a team, just to be confident and ready to compete with other teams to show how good we can be.
All right, and again, that was Adelaide Ellis of the Hillgrove Hawks cross-country team, and then before that, Dash Bracken of Carrollton. So congratulations to both of them. Good luck down the stretch as they again, get ready for sectionals and then state afterwards. Monday, I took in some softball action, opening round of the GHSA 5A State Championship Tournament. Roswell and Dunwoody. Dunwoody hosting the best of three series. Roswell taking game one, 9-2, the final on that one. Dunwoody bounced back in game two with a 10-7 win. And man, when I tell you, there was like home runs getting hit out that park left and right. Shout out to Livia Henry of Roswell. She had two. She had a grand slam that brought Dunwoody back within three at one point, but again, it would be Dunwoody going on to pick up the win in that one. And then Roswell would turn around and take game three to advance to the next round. Up next for them is going to be Loganville. Loganville having a really good season at 25-3. They went 12-0 in region play. And then yesterday, took in some volleyball. Opening round of the GHSA 4A state championship tournament. Midtown taking on Dalton. Midtown getting the win. 3-0. Brennan Fritz, 13 kills for Midtown. Here's head coach Martha Jones afterwards.
Consistency. They practiced how they played, how we practiced. They came out to win and we won.
All right. Overall, throughout this season, not a whole lot of adversity. I think maybe only twice this year you all may have dropped like two matches, but then you bounce back. When you see them dealing with that adversity, you know, what did you learn? What are you learning about this team this year?
That they are resilient. They come back. If they're down, they come back. They work together as a team. They are a team. So,
right. Yeah. Good deal. So now moving forward, obviously you'll get ready for the next round. You'll have, a couple of days to get ready. But what do you kind of want the girls to work on as you guys prepare for your next opponent?
Making sure that they come out to win, play the defense. I need them to work on the defense and covering balls. So I just need to tighten up a few more things. But I think we can go to the final two.
All right. Now it's head coach Martha Jones, Midtown, as they get ready for the next round. Up next for them is going to be North Oconee. They'll be on the road at North Oconee. Real quick, I overlooked Mount Perrin Volleyball's Avery Kohler. She reached 1,000 career assists as well, so congratulations to her. And that's your pep roundup and look back. All right, when we come back, Coach Tanner Glisson, head coach for the Troup County football team. Big matchup for them coming up this week. They'll be taking on LaGrange. A lot of implications on region standings in this one. So that conversation and more coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Oh, it's all for real.
Talking all things high school sports on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Radio 92.9, The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Welcome into your weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. Of course, nationally, we'll talk about it if it makes sense, but we like to keep it right here in our own backyard. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, great conversation that I got a chance to have with Coach Tanner Glisson, head coach of the Troup County Tigers. Big region matchup for them coming up. Also later in the show, Coach Ashley Jones, head coach of the Walton Raiders volleyball team. They've moved on to the second round. They'll get ready to take on North Atlanta. I believe their game is going to be on Saturday. So that's coming up a little later in the show. But like I said, in just a couple of minutes here, you'll hear from Coach Tanner Glisson of Troup County. So real quick, just want to show some love a little bit. I won't be able to go through all of them, but I want to just show a little bit of love. We'll do that, do softball here. We'll try to do volleyball next go around. But some of the teams that have moved on to the second round in 6A, you got Denmark. They'll be taking on Walton. Brookwood will take on Tift County. Carrollton and North Cobb will get ready to take on each other. Those two actually just played one another, I want to say maybe about 2 weeks ago. Or no, I'm sorry. They played each other. Yeah, they played each other, yeah, about 2 weeks ago. They've actually played each other twice this year, now that I think about it. But they'll be taking on each other in the second round. We've also got North Paulding taking on North Forsyth. North Gwinnett taking on Richmond Hill. East Coweta taking on Cherokee. Did I mention Buford and Grovetown? I think I don't think I did. Archer and Decula. That's some of your 6A, I should say. Some of your 5A second round matchups include Creekview, who's the defending champs, taking on Northgate. Second year taking on Effingham County. Veterans will face Alexander. Roswell, who I told you I just saw on Monday, they'll take on Loganville. East Paulding facing off against Lassiter. South Effingham will take on Milton. South Paulding takes on Houston County, and Jackson County takes on Lanier. I'll give you one more bracket. Let's jump down to 4A really, really quick. Harris County taking on Cambridge. Allatoona will take on Wayne County. Union Grove takes on Marist. Of course, Harris County, let me go back. They are defending champs. Marist takes on Union Grove. Cedartown taking on Eastside. Eastside, remarkable season for them. In fact, just the other week, them and Buford, the only two. When they played the other week, they were the last unbeaten teams in the state. It would be Buford coming on top, out on top in that one. But Eastside takes on Cedartown. Kel, shout out to the fighting Knox Bardines. They will take on St. Pius. That should be a really good matchup. I've had a chance to see both of them play this year. Cartersville, Madison County, Ola, Central Carrollton, and then Pace Academy in Walnut Grove. So I can't go through all of them because we got to get to this interview with Coach Tanner. Maybe I'll try to get to some on the other side. Anyway, big region matchup coming up for the Troup County Tigers, and here's my conversation with Coach Glisson about getting ready for that one, but also the season they've been having.
All right, we'll head out to the waveforward.com hotline where Coach Glisson joins us now here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us, and congratulations to you and the guys on the season that you're having thus far.
Man, I really appreciate it. Y'all do such a great job up there. We listen to you all the time, and it's a pleasure to be on.
It's a pleasure to have you on, sir. So let's talk about the team and, you know, what's impressed you the most about the guys and their performance throughout the season so far?
You know, the biggest thing is, you know, last year we were in a little bit of a rebuilding mode, and so we brought back 10 starters on offense. We brought back 7 starters on defense. You know, I'm also double dipped, so I'm the baseball coach in the spring, and we were able to win the state championship in baseball in the spring, and there's a lot of crossover for those guys. We got 10 guys that play baseball and start for us in football, and we just kind of brought that same mentality, the culture. The work ethic, all those things that go into creating that culture, we just brought that straight from the baseball field to the football field, and there's just a lot of similarities with it. And, you know, this team that we have is one of our better teams, and the big reason is the culture that I mentioned, but also the fact that we can win games in a lot of different ways. You know, bringing back 10 starters on offense, we're pretty explosive on that side of the ball. Defense, we changed schematically, did some things in the off season, went a little different route with that, and I think we have a very high ceiling. We got some good athletes that run around, and then we got an all-state kicker that really helps us in the kicking game. So all three phases are, you know, it puts us in a position to win some ball games.
Yes, sir. Congratulations, too, by the way, Coach, on the baseball state championship. Coach Tanner Glisson, Troup County Tigers football, and as you heard him say, baseball coach as well, joining us here on the show. So, Coach, you are in one of those loaded regions, meaning, you know, a lot of teams. I think it's nine teams in your region. So you only had two non-region games, and then you jump right into region play. You know, in those first two games, were you able to see enough from the guys that allowed you to, you know, feel comfortable about, you know, where you were as you jumped right into region play?
Yeah, we felt good about it for a while now. You know, we went down to Thomas County Central to do some OTAs and some padded camp in the summertime and went against Thomas County and Creekside. And so we knew at that point we had a pretty good little team. Then we came in and we scrimmaged with Cedartown and looked really good in that. And then one of our biggest rivals, Harris County. So that was a good matchup for us. And then we played Villarica. So that was kind of the front end of that preseason, you know, non-region schedule that you just mentioned. But then moving right into region play, it's just a very, very difficult region. There's nine teams in there, as you mentioned. Really, really good coaching in this region. You start talking about the Sandy Creeks and the LaGranges and the Mary Persons and the Whitewaters and Trinity Christian. It's just a really, really, from top to bottom, a very competitive physical region.
All right, and offensively, no secret, you all can get things done in your ground game, and you're able to do it with a variety of guys. Just talk about, you know, being able to rely on those guys and helping you establish the things you want to do in the run game.
Yeah, I mean, it starts with Garrison Edwards. I mean, he's a straw that serves a drink. He's back for year two as a starter. He was our left fielder in baseball, so there's your crossover right there that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. But it all starts with him. You know, our biggest problem right now is we only have one football. So we've got Garrison who can run it and throw it. We've got a stable of running backs, starting off with Javarius Warner, who's got offers from people like Vanderbilt, people like Cincinnati. He's a good, really good player, junior. And then Trent Hodo behind him. And then out there on the perimeter, we got some pretty good wide receivers, starting off with Davis Monk, is Trey Dean. Those guys are also those baseball crossover guys that I talked about, Blaze Bell, Parker Townsend, and then got a couple of tight ends that are taller, longer guys like Chandler Glisson, John Moore, and brought back the whole offensive line except for one. That's when I say that we brought back 10 starters. The one that we lost was our left tackle, Jatorian Blackman, that went to Troy to play left tackle for those guys, and we replaced him with a sophomore that is going to be really, really, really good. Tavon Edwards. So he kind of fits that same mold as Jatorian did. So offensively, we're in really good shape, and we're in year two of this system with Connor Matten. He's done a tremendous job. Came to us from Westlake. So he's done a really good job for us.
Awesome stuff. Spending time here on the wayforward.com hotline. Coach Tanner Glisson, head coach, Troup County Tigers football, joining us here on 92.9 The Game on Prep Sports Nation. Great leadership. As you mentioned, you got Garrison on the offensive side. Defensively, you got some guys doing some things. Bubba Taylor and KJ McQueen, a couple of the guys that stand out. But how important has that been for you on that side of the ball?
Yeah, it's been really good. Like I said, schematically, we changed up a few things. And so we went to a different defensive scheme. You know, we were a 4-3 gap control defense, and now we're more of a directional type defense. We brought back legendary coach Bubba Jeter, who had been here at Troup for a long period of time, to help J.C. Copeland with our defense. And so we feel like the ceiling's really, really high on that side of the ball, and it starts with Bubba Taylor, probably the quarterback of the defense, making a lot of our calls. And then you got Skylin Strowan, who is an outside linebacker, nickel-type guy with KJ McQueen. Those three guys right there are really the pillars of our defense.
All right. And big matchup this week, Coach. Obviously, you take on LaGrange. They come in with something to fight for as you all kind of go into the final stretch here, and a bunch of you start jockeying for those top four positions in the final region standings. What's been the message this week as you guys been preparing?
You know, it's wild down here, you know, with that rivalry, us being so close to Auburn. We talk about it being like the Iron Bowl. we're only five minutes apart. You know, both teams and programs have great tradition. Coach Napier does a really, really good job over there. He's one of the better play callers in this area. But the biggest deal is we talk about working the process, not trying to do anything differently than we've done all year with our preparation. And you know, if we go outside of our philosophy and our preparation and our process, that means we had a flawed process in the beginning. And so we truly believe that we have a good process and that we got to stay within ourselves. You know, there's going to be a whole lot of hoopla in the first 5 minutes, and then it'll settle down into a football game.
Good deal. Well, Coach, thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here on the show. Want to wish you and the guys good luck this week and the rest of the season.
And we really appreciate y'all having us, and thank y'all do for everything for high school football. We love it. We listen to y'all all the time.
Yes, sir. And you know what? I'll have to get you back on, too, once the baseball season rolls around.
Hey, you waiting on me? You backing up. I'm ready
to go. All right, Coach. Thank you. Have a good one.
See you, brother.
All right, man. Coach Tanner Glisson, man, the Troup County Tigers football team. So here's the deal. Like you said, this region is a tight region. So going into, let me pull it up right now. They're 7-0 overall, and then 5-0 in region play, and then LaGrange comes in 7-1 and 5-1 in region play. But you've also got Sandy Creek in that, like he said, in that region. And I just want to make sure I tell it to you all correctly, because I believe Sandy Creek is still unbeaten as well. They are unbeaten. I know that much. So it's very tight in that region. I just want to make sure, me and Coach Parker did this Friday. Like, we were looking at, like, there are so many region races that are really tight right now. So in their region, which is Class 3A Region 2, you've got going into Friday night, Sandy Creek, Troop, both unbeaten in overall and in region play. LaGrange, just one loss. Whitewater, Upson Lee, Mary Pearson's not out of it. In fact, them three are kind of tugging for that fourth spot right now as it looks, because they all got three losses. And then Spalding's not super far out of it with just four losses. So, very, very competitive region. They've got a 9-team region. So, you know, we talked about the new ruling with GHSA. A region like this could possibly end up with more than four teams, because, you know, the way it's set up now, four teams, the top four get in. A region like this with nine, if it stayed like that with nine teams, you could possibly see five, maybe even six teams come out of a region that has, like, this many teams. So it's going to be interesting on that note to see how all that goes. But anyway, thanks to Coach Glisson, man. Really appreciate him joining us. Coming up on the other side, when we get back, another great conversation. Coach Ashley Jones, head coach of the Walton Raiders volleyball team. They're getting ready for a second round matchup of the GHSA Class 6A Volleyball State Championship Tournament. It's coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
all is just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Oh, it's all for real.
Talking all things high school sports on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Love D'Angelo, RIP. One of the dopest, man. Definitely one of the dopest to ever do it, man. Of course, passed away. News broke yesterday. Had been dealing with a private battle with cancer. So thoughts and prayers to his family, friends, and loved ones. But love some D'Angelo, man. His rendition of Cruisin', like, yo, smashed it. Smashed it. And, of course, Lady was just that hit, man. But his rendition of Cruisin', and then when he dropped How Does It Feel, Noel, you're probably too young. So there used to be this cat on MT.
No, I'm
you
not
remember
too young.
Hits? You, I'm talking about, do you remember Hits? Hits on BET, the cat. He used to, like, he was kind of the, what do you want to call it? He was kind of a prankster before the pranksters really were, like, but he was, it was BET. His name was Hits from the Streets. I think you can Google it.
Yeah.
And he did like a whatever, like
a parody.
Parody of the How Do You Feel video. It was hilarious. But yeah, man. Shouts out. Rest in peace, D'Angelo, man. Some great, great music from that guy, man. And hate to see. I mean, only think 51. So
yeah.
Kind of scary because I'm 51. You know what I mean?
It is.
But anyway, final segment of the show. Coming up in just a few minutes, my conversation with Coach Ashley Jones, head coach for the Walton Raiders volleyball team. They're getting ready for a second round matchup as they will take on North Atlanta in the 6A state championship tournament. But real quick, what I'm looking forward to from moving on tomorrow and up until I catch up with you next time, I'll be monitoring a few matchups tomorrow in football. I hate to say it this way, but it's going to be a lot of lopsided matchups, but some in, you know, just some teams need to, they can't take the game lightly. They need to get the win just to keep themselves in a good space when it comes to the region standings, the final region standings. And then on Friday, obviously, we'll be watching a lot of football. I won't be in studio with Coach Chris Parker this week. Garrett will be in this week. I'll actually be out. I'll be checking in from the Whitfield Academy and Landmark Christian matchup. That's a big region matchup. So now their region also has a lot of teams, but what they did in their region is they do sub-region, they split it basically. So I think it's 10 teams in their region, 5 and 5. And so what will happen is whoever after what, I think it's after however many game region games is on top, the top two teams on each side will play for first and second, and then I think the second place teams on each side play for third and fourth, and that's how they decide the four teams that go in their region. Now, I will be interested to see how, if some regions will still have this kind of format. We should ask that Dr. Scott, that we had Dr. Tim Scott on, the executive director for GHSA this past Friday. Should have asked him about that. So, but anyway, whoever wins this Landmark and Whitfield matchup likely will face on the other side either Fellowship Christian or Wesleyan, because all four teams on their respective sides are currently unbeaten in region play. So we'll be keeping an eye out on that. Saturday, I'm going to pick one of these second round volleyball matchups to check out. Not quite sure yet. And my sons, both, we got to split up this Saturday. No, one son has soccer at 9. The other son has t-ball at 9. So we'll be splitting up. And fortunately for us, that other soccer son, he doesn't play until Sunday. So we kind of lucked up on that. We don't have 3 games. But anyway, we'll check out one of these matchups once I kind of decide which one because I kind of want to go straight from either whichever game I'm at, T-ball or soccer for my kids, and then straight over. So we'll figure it out. Anyway, with that being said, let's go ahead and jump into my conversation with Coach Ashley Jones. Walton Raiders volleyball, like I said, getting set for this second round matchup of the GHSA 6A State Championship Tournament against North Atlanta. And here is that conversation.
All right, let's head out to the waitfor.com hotline. Coach Jones joins us now here on the show on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, first off, let me say thank you for taking some time out of your day, and congratulations to you and the ladies on the remarkable season that you all have been having thus far, and now here you are finding yourselves heading into the second round of the state championship tournament.
Thank you very much. It's been a good season so far, and hoping it lasts a few more weeks.
All right, and let's go back to May. What did it mean for you having the opportunity to take over this program?
Oh, it meant everything in the world. I think Walton has a fantastic history of winning and has 15 state championships under its belt. And so this year I'm just looking to hopefully add one more to that list.
And, you know, how easy was it for you, you know, as you talk about the tradition there at Walton, how easy was it for you and your staff to kind of come in? Did you feel like you all had to establish any type of a culture, or was it more so just kind of, you know, adding your own flavor and spin to what was already taking place there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think my predecessor, Suzanne Fitzgerald, did a wonderful job of building the culture, building the tradition at Walton Volleyball. And so the girls have had a lot of transition the last few years. They had a new coach last year, and obviously with me coming in this year, another new coach. And so my kind of mindset coming into this season was just to ease that transition as much as possible, since there's been kind of a good bit of turnover the last couple of years, and just getting back to their roots and helping them stay calm and cool, collected, and getting back to winning like Walton knows how to do.
Spending time here on the waveforward.com hotline, Coach Ashley Jones, Walton Raiders volleyball head coach, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, this season you all open up with the outdoor game, the first ever outdoor match in Georgia High School Association history. And when I tell you, I put like one video of the set point of the first, you know, the first set. I put a video, and when I tell you, Coach, that the amount of retweets and quote tweets and people saying, you know, tagging, you know, their administration at their schools, I mean, and this is across the nation, saying, hey, we need to do this. What did it mean, you know, for you all to, you know, to see that type of response about seeing what you all had done with that? Not to say that it was the first time done in, you know, in the country, but still just a remarkable response from that event.
Absolutely. I think it was by far, as myself from when I was a player and also since I've been a coach, it was the coolest experience that I've been able to be a part of. And I'm very fortunate that Erica, who was Walton's coach last year, and then Erica, who is Pope's coach this year, were able to kind of get that planning rolling. And I was just able to kind of take over that as I got the job at Walton. But it was so much fun. And we were kind of expecting a little bit of a crowd, but to see, I think there was over 2,000 tickets sold to that game. So to see that much community brought together for volleyball, especially for girls sports in general, I think a lot of times you see the big stands for football games and maybe even baseball games. So for female sports to have that kind of attention was really, really special. And hopefully we get to continue that next year as well. And then hopefully also other high schools get to have that experience, because it was a lot of fun. It was a great night.
Yeah, it was a pleasure being there, man. I mean, it was phenomenal. So hats off to you all for that. All right, let's talk about this season. What stood out to you most about how well the girls have played throughout this time?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said before, I think they've been through a lot of transition in the last few years. And so I think it's very easy to let that kind of overshadow the hard work that they've put in. And I think it's very easy to get off track when you're trying to adjust to your third coach in 3 years. But so far, the girls have been very committed to their discipline. They pay a lot of attention to detail. They work extremely hard at practice. Honestly, they've made my job coming in very, very easy, because all the work that they put into it makes me look a lot better as a coach. So I'm very blessed to have such a hardworking group of girls, and they've put in the work to get the wins that they've deserved this season. So overall, it's been fantastic to watch them have the passion that they do for the sport and work as hard as they do.
Coach Ashley Jones, Walton Raiders volleyball head coach, joining us here on the show, Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, playoffs are underway. What did you like about how the girls approached the opening round win?
Yeah, I think that they handled themselves well. I think that this year, especially considering the fact that they have made it to both the finals and the Final Four in the last couple of years, I think this year there's this feeling of this is our year. And I think it's very easy to let the pressure and the nerves get to you. But I think they did a very good job of handling business the way we have all season. They worked well as a team and kept the energy high the whole entire time, which was exciting to see.
All right, last one for you, Coach. Over the next couple of days, as you get ready for North Atlanta now in the second round, what's your message to the girls as you all prepare?
I think it's a combination of doing what we've been doing all season and preparing the same way that we've prepared for every single match and not letting the nerves take over, while at the same time appreciating the moment that we're in and not taking it for granted, the fact that we've made it to the second round of playoffs, and that's always a special thing to accomplish. So definitely being appreciative of where we're at this season, but then also making sure that we continue to work hard so that we can hopefully make it even farther.
Awesome. Well, Coach, thank you again, once again, for some time out of your day this evening. And I want to wish you and the girls nothing but success down the stretch here.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Great stuff, man. And thank you to Coach Jones for joining us. Also, definitely don't want to forget to say thank you to Coach Glisson as well of the Troup County Tigers football team. But, yeah, second round of the GHSA playoffs is going for a lot of teams. Not everyone. Some matchups were tonight, actually, as far as first round. So everyone should be – all the second round matchups should be set up. But just real quick, just to give you a glance, in the 6A bracket, you have North Forsyth taking on Harrison. That's going to be a good matchup, man. I got a chance to see both of those teams this year, and very talented. Both of them got great outside hitters. Harrison, of course, has the freshman I was telling you about, who reached 250 kills, career kills. North Gwinnett taking on Richmond Hill. As we mentioned, North Atlanta taking on Walton. Grayson takes on Buford. Marietta takes on Alpharetta. Of course, Alpharetta, your defending champs. Norcross and Alpharetta could end up meeting up if Norcross beats Lowndes, who that's who they have. East Coweta takes on Hillgrove. Archer will take on the winner of Mill Creek in Camden County. Down in 5A, real quick, we got to cut about 2 minutes. We can see how far we can go. River Ridge takes on McIntosh. Of course, great history down there in McIntosh. Man, they had a great, nice run, especially when Coach Maybaum was there. But Milton taking on South Effingham. Sequoia takes on East Paulding. Seckinger takes on, look at Seckinger. That's softball and volleyball, second round. You know, Seckinger's only like, what, in year five as a school? That's the newest Gwinnett County school, if I'm not mistaken. So, anyway, Noonan taking on Pope. Of course, Pope defending champ. Johns Creek taking on Habersham Central. Thomas County Central taking on Northgate. Woodward, Woodward is that squad there. Anyway, Woodward taking on Lakeside out of Lakeside Evans. Real quick, in 4A, you got Westminster taking on Central Carroll. 10, Allatoona taking on Perry. Eagles Landing Christian taking on Marist. I just saw Marist last week. Did I tell you, Noah? They got a 6'5". And only a junior, I think. Like, that team is actually pretty good. They're gonna be tough next year. Midtown, who I just told you I saw them last night, they'll take on North Oconee. Blessed Trinity takes on St. Pius. Cartersville takes on Wayne County. Union Grove takes on Stars Mill, and Pace Academy, who's also got a very talented team, taking on East Forsyth. Everybody's got a talented team, let me say that. Real quick, 3A second round, Jefferson taking on Northwest Whitfield, White County taking on Whitewater, Oconee County taking on Islands, Dawson County taking on Calhoun. Calhoun played, I watched them in the championship last year. Anyway, Mary Pearson taking on Cherokee Bluff. Troup County taking on North Hall. Lafayette taking on Stevenson. Shout out to Stevenson. Heritage which Heritage is that? I can't tell which Heritage that is, but they're taking on Richmond Academy. All right, that's all I can get to because we got to get out of here. Thank you for tuning in to your weekly look at high school sports here in Georgia. Of course, Prep Sports Nation brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Noel, thank you as always for holding me down on the other side of the glass, and look forward to talking to you all again next week and keeping you updated on where we're at with these playoffs, football season winding down, and winter sports cranking up. It's all going to be coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.